A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
And now, good morning to Tony, and we'll get straight into our first query. A person says, we've been living in our house for over 30 years. The house was new when we first moved in. Now we've some money to spare, and my husband's been planning to get lots of work done, replacing windows, new bathrooms, yada, yada, yada. This is my problem. The thought of all that work and the disruption it'll cause, it terrifies me. I just don't want anything done to the house that doesn't have to be done. But the problem is that we're ending up arguing a lot about this, and person would like your perspective on this, Tony.
Good morning to you, Tressa. Yeah, that's not an unusual situation. I mean, I've gone through that sort of thinking when we've had to have some work done on the house here. So it's not unusual at all. The thought of a household being literally ripped apart and workmen and cement and dust and rubbish and everything, yeah, it can put somebody off. Now, what I would say, and I learned this myself because we had loads of work done in the house in the last couple of years, consider this, that if you did it bit by bit, one job at a time, and leave a month or two between jobs, it'll be all finished inside of a year. And by doing one job at a time, for instance, you want to get the windows in, you choose a good warm month like July or August to try and get new windows put in. And they're usually very efficient companies. They can do, you know, the front of the house in one day and the back of the house in another day. And it's pretty non-intrusive. And if you talk it out with your husband and sort of, you know, arrange that you split it up into nice little handy bits, you know, you're getting a bathroom done, nothing else, just one bathroom, you can get that done without too much disruption in the house. And, you know, that's the way to go. So I would say have a nice chat, take him out, give him a nice meal somewhere and have a chat, you know, about how you're going to do it. And I think you might begin to, as I say, overcome some of that fear.
And again, you could just approach it this way. And of course, I need to say, of course, there's such a demand for builders and repair people and all that and plumbers, etc., that you might be waiting a while anyway to get somebody in. But you could approach it as well that say, look, you know, we just have to keep an eye on the budget. So softly is the best approach to make sure that we're not needlessly overspending.
Yeah. If he also understands that you have a genuine anxiety, I mean, it's a very genuine and acceptable anxiety that your house will be literally infested with workers and cement and rubbish of all sorts. And talk it out. I mean, by talking it out, you will ease the situation. If you're building up that sort of energy, every time you talk about it, your voice will go up. And then it'll begin to sound like an argument, and it probably would turn into an argument. But again, you know, as I say, pick your moment, go out somewhere for a drink or a meal or whatever, and nice and gently say, you know, I've been thinking, yeah, we do need some work done, that's for sure, and I have an idea that we split it over maybe a year or whatever and get bit by bit done, nice and slowly and under control. And that's the way to end the sort of, you know, anxiety. Because once that's agreed, you can then slowly, nicely take one little job at a time and have it done.
And if anyone has a query for Tony, you can email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie or text or WhatsApp, all in confidence, to 083 300 3300. When we come back, Tony, a person's got in touch to say they've been getting sort of these really disturbing thoughts coming through their head, and they're kind of wondering whether for half a second will they act upon them. They don't, but it's still horrible getting these thoughts.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Now, Tony, the next query is intrusive thoughts, which is, I understand, can be quite common. This person says, I haven't told anyone about this. I have these insane thoughts about doing something really crazy. Not all the time, but for instance, if we're walking along cliffs, I think about what it would be like to jump over. I have a happy life and I can truly say I'd never do it, but it does worry me sometimes.
Yeah, that sounds like a fairly vivid and very active imagination. And, you know, it's basically nothing wrong with having a vivid imagination. In fact, it's a great thing. You know, you could be, with an imagination like that, you could be a damn good author, writer, you know, whatever. You know, it's I would see it as an advantage. You know, once the thoughts don't run away with you and that you are totally, you know, obsessed by them. But it doesn't sound like that from your letter. So, you know, all those crazy thoughts are just vivid imagination. And what I would ask you, though, is are all of those sort of thoughts that you get, are they all involving danger? Are some of them more acceptable? And probably are. So what I would be saying to somebody like you is, you know, you should be using this amazing mind of yours to do something powerful and productive. And I would think, you know, you should be writing, you should have art, music, some active thing that you can put that sort of energy into. And by using energy like that, the mental energy I'm speaking about, by using your mental energy to create something, it takes it away from doing silly sort of stuff, like wondering what it'd be like to get buried alive or whatever. You know, so what I would say is think about that and think about why, you know, or what you are thinking about. Maybe start off by making a few notes. If you have some crazy image in your head, write about it, stick it down on paper, and do that a couple of times, and you might actually find that you have the basis of a story or a book.
And Tony, what if, I mean, most people, I think it does quite happen. I know I get intrusive thoughts myself from time to time, and they're just fleeting in most cases, maybe a fleeting nuisance or a fleeting annoyance. But what if they're more than that, and you're getting them constantly, or if you're getting thoughts about doing something that might hurt yourself or hurt other people, and they're just causing you distress. I think I take on board what you're saying as well. It's a good idea about writing things down and documenting them. What if it's kind of if you're going into the realm of maybe obsessive compulsive disorder or something like that? If you're getting them quite a lot of the time and you're not in a position where you can just easily dismiss them, what should you do then?
Well, if that is the case, I mean, definitely talk to your doctor and maybe get referred to a psychologist and have yourself checked out. Because if the thoughts are getting really intrusive and really, really gruesome sort of stuff coming into your head, you may be suffering some sort of depression or whatever that's triggering that sort of thinking. So if that's the case, but it doesn't sound like that, Tracer, because she or he says, I have a happy life and can truthfully say that it never worries me. It doesn't sound that way with this particular one. But if somebody is having those sort of thoughts and they are intrusive, then definitely talk it out with your doctor and get referred.
And I think what you're saying rightly, whether it's not upsetting your life overall or whether it is, writing things down, journaling it really does help as well, doesn't it?
Oh, journaling is a very powerful tool if you use it properly. And the proper way to use it is write about an A4 page a day, late at night when before you go to bed or you know, late in the day. Put your thoughts down on paper. Don't edit them in any way. As you think, write, literally. And do that for a week or two and then read back. And you'll be surprised. You'll get a lot of insight from that sort of... And it also releases a lot of tension.
And if anyone is affected by this, you can call the Samaritans anytime on this number, 116-123. That number is 116-123. And Tony, just one more query. We might have to get to it next week, but we'll put it out there. Someone's married... couple married, this lady married a number of years, I think around a decade. They don't have any children. They both work and they have a comfortable lifestyle. The problem is that the woman makes a lot more money than the man, and the husband hasn't come to terms with this. And she says it's causing friction in the relationship.
Well, that sounds as if he's a bit overconscious of the monetary situation. And it also means that he's not secure in himself when he's thinking that way. And, you know, it could be just a minor thing that you could talk out over about a dozen conversations, but they have to be conversations, not arguments or that sort of thing. But yeah, it's not an unusual situation.
I find that so hard to believe in this day and age. Why should it matter if your wife or your spouse makes more money than you, if otherwise you're in a happy, equal and loving relationship? I just don't get that at all.
Well, it's easy enough to imagine if it was something else, you know, and you know, the wife was an amazing artist and she was in the media. There could be a jealousy thing. There could be a problem with him, his own self-image. That's where I think the problem lies, that he doesn't see himself as being as valuable. And it's nothing to do with money. It's just the value in human society. And, you know, if that's the case, a good communication between the two of them should ease it out. But if that doesn't happen, then, you know, you can always go the route, the medical route.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for your help.